So two All-Ireland Hurling quarterfinals take centre stage on Saturday in Semple Stadium. Galway versus Cork at 1:45, followed by Clare and Wexford at 3:45. And to preview both matches, delighted to be joined the line by former All-Ireland winning manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. And Cyril, matters off the field have dominated the build-up to these games. The suspensions to Peter Duggan and Rory Hayes from Clare and Keenan Fahey from Galway have been lifted. What was your reaction to that news?
Well, for this CCC thing, Tomás, like, seems to be kind of a joke. Like, even remember the big brawl there above and in a football match, they all were suspended and all got off again. I don't know what's happening. Now, it's good to see the lads back, but like, they'll have to tighten up. If they're going to have suspensions, they have to tighten it up. They can't let the lads walk it through their fight. So it was good to see them all back, and that must be two great matches the weekend, you know. Like, you have Cork coming on a roll, Tomás, so they're kind of, after a poor start, they really begin to find their feet, and then very attractive, kind of, you know, running with the ball, laying off, working the extra man, working the pass, like, you know, through Galway. Very disappointed last day against Kilkenny, getting a chance to redeem themselves. And, like, it wasn't just a defeat, I think, that was worrying the Galway people and the team. And it was just their performance. They didn't seem to perform at all. No life in them, so they'll be looking for a big one on Saturday.
What areas will Galway have looked at, Cyril, after that Leinster final loss to Kilkenny?
Oh, I'd say definitely, like, okay, their backs were okay. Galway was okay. But from midfield up, you had Conor Whelan above mainly on his own with Conor Cooney. Young Fahey played okay, boy, but the others weren't in at all. You had no midfield, you know, and the lads were saying, well, all year, the likes of Cathal Mannion, you know, Tom Bonin having a good year, Joseph Cooney having a good year. They all played very, very flat. I'd say they'll be on it in the next day, but they'll be looking for a big response to them, like, you know, a good reaction anyway.
Conor Whelan has really been the main man for Galway this year, Cyril. Who do you think will mark him on Saturday?
Well, you see, I'd say Galway will target the full back line for Cork, because they've been kind of up form, down form, you know, they're not really that settled. It could be Cahill and it could be Endham, like Rob Downey was there last taken off, you know, the Dunahoo lad is very fast. But I'd say it could be Cahill, like, but what you're probably going to find out tomorrow is that Galway won't have three forwards in there, they'll only have two or one and a half. It's very hard, like Whelan's up there in his own kind of two or three minutes work, because usually Cahill Mannion is picked in there, he winds up around midfield as a third midfielder. So be interested to see how they're going to line up, because, like, there's no doubt about it, if you give Cork room to dance, they'll dance, especially in Turles.
Do you think they'll be dancing on Saturday come the full-time whistle, Cyril?
Well, they're very confident, but I think, like, it's much easier. Like, I think for Galway, the style of hurling Cork play, it suits us better in Galway, because, like, Cork won't actually stop it from hurling. They'll believe that their brand is good enough to beat you. I think Galway will much better play them now. They won't be ground down like against Kilkenny. It'll be more open. It'll actually suit Galway, but, like, Galway need a big one to give Henry a lift, really, because, like, they'll feel they let him down the last time.
Clare and Wexford will face off at 3:45, Cyril. Can Clare hit the same level that they did against Limerick in the Munster final?
I think they can. They're the surprise. You'd have to say they're the dark horse of the championship tomorrow. So they came from kind of nowhere, really. And Brian's the first kind of his Brian Owens was third year, which is the first time himself and Sean Tracy and anybody's got a real kind of a kick out of the team. And they're all playing out of their socks. Like young Ryan Taylor, the last day midfield, very fast, really blossoming. Like Fitzgerald midfield, blossoming. They're beginning to play very, very well. Now, Wexford got a shock along the way and did well to come back against Kilkenny and qualify. They'll be delighted to get a crack at this. Wexford are seasoned, but the flow seems to be a bit clear at the moment.
Who will pick up Tony Kelly on Saturday, Cyril?
Well, knowing Wexford, knowing Darry Egan, they will have a man. It could be young Rick. They will actually man-mark, or try that. Like the last day against Limerick, they don't do man-mark. They kind of mark the zone, and whoever is there is there. But Tony, like, could start to mind the number on his back. He'll kind of... No one seems to give him the free roll. He floats around everywhere. And he's good enough to do that and clip it over the bar. But he won't be getting this free, I'd say, against the Wexford. They will man mark. There'll be someone designated to mark him, no matter where he goes.
Is Kelly the best hurler in the country right now, Cyril?
Ah, he is, yeah. Like, to be fair, myself and Rory O'Connor, these guys, they're just that little bit different. Like, you know, they have that little extra class, extra touch. He's doing it. Now, when you see Kelly kind of floating to Moss around the pitch, up on his toes, like a gazelle. That's a sign he's in form. He's very, very good. But there's some fantastic hurlers at the moment. Like, hurling is at a very high level. Individually, like, the skill is unreal at the moment.
Do you fancy Clare to march on to the semi-finals?
I do, yeah. There could be, like, you know, they're dark horses and they have that momentum behind them. And I expect there'll be a very, very big column from Clare there on Saturday.
Yeah, just speaking about the scheduling of these games, sir, like, the Clare minor hurlers are out on Friday and the seniors are out on Saturday. The Galway seniors are playing on Saturday and the minors are out on Sunday. What do you make of all that?
Sure, look, there's not much logic in it. They're using this thing that the young lads are too young to be out in front of a crowd. But if you play them first, there'd be no crowd there much. You'd have the fathers and parents and uncles and aunts, like, you know, it's kind of protecting the young fellas, but they use that excuse when they need to. There's not much logic. At times, you wonder what the cheer at, like, you know, having Clare Turles Friday night and having McGinnon, you know, again on Saturday. The same with Galway, having Turles Saturday and go to Limerick on Sunday. Like, it's, there's not much logic in it, but look at, all the teams are delighted to be there. Like, and even though Clare got well clipped by Galway when they met in Athenry, Clare have made a great recovery since, like, you know, and says an offer it would be a good game. If Galway are missing Tomas the last few ways, if they have the two boys back, they'll be hard enough to beat with Tip. Tip are kind of probably the form team, but I'd expect Galway to get through if they have their full team. The two injured lads are good. If they're on, they've definitely strengthened their team.
Yeah, so it's going to be a cracking weekend of hurling, Cyril, once again.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
the weather looks good as well, so it'll be hopping.
Yeah, unfortunately, down here, we're still licking our wounds after exiting the championship in May. Cyril, why do you think Waterford went out so early?
Well, like, you know, they just kind of played flat. I suppose, like, they played so well in the league and maybe got sidetracked when the league appeared to win for them. I suppose you can't blame Liam Cahill because, like, there's only two national titles. You know what I mean? You have a Munster and Leinster final, but they're not national titles. There's only two national titles, the league and the All-Ireland. And they have won. So, like, it's still a win for Waterford and for Liam Cahill and his management team. Okay, they got caught in the bounce. And you see, sometimes when the injured lads come back, you think they have a stronger team, but it might be just up to the pace. They're still a good team. Like, I'm delighted that he's kind of decided to stay on fairly quickly rather than leaving a vacuum there, because there's lads coming up with all kinds of theories. Like, when he's going well, they're all for him. And when he loses, they have this kind of rumour going around, the dressing room is against him. A load of baloney. Like, lads don't go out to lose. Like, and, you know, okay, everyone won't be happy when they're not on, but, you know, in any championship, you're going to need 23 or 4 fellas. That's the way it's going to work. You know, there'll be a different, they won't go over the league next year. There'll be a different team next year.
Well, Cyril Farrell, a pleasure to have you on the show, as always. Enjoy the games over the weekend.
No problems, boss. Bye.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.